Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University and is a licensed chiropractor with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Okay, today we're going to do something a little different. There's so many topics I find myself discussing with people in these 10 to 20 second little blitz that they find fascinating, and I haven't formatted a show like that yet. I've usually taken just one topic and hit it hard for 20, 30 minutes. So what we're going to do today is we're not going to cover one subject. We're going to go and relay a series of like little blurbs, nutritional tidbits. I'm going to do 20 of them, 1 to 2 to 3 lines of functional wisdom, we'll call it, regarding food, because you have to master food. It's why you stay sick. I promise you that. You're getting all the herbs you need. Then I want to make a little announcement about last week that my institute, the Medici Institute for Advanced Nutritional Education, that's on the homepage of the website. You can sign up for it on the website. We signed up 45 people last week, and I know I hit the cord. That's what I planned on, and we did it. So I'm going to start scheduling the first 30, and if you haven't been contacted, you will be. The other 15, I'm going to wait a week or two till we get a second 15. Then I have 60 people. And 2 Sundays every month, I'll take one group of 30, one Sunday every month, the other group, one Sunday every month. And we will, over 12 consecutive Sundays, that's what I want you to do, 12 consecutive Sundays, 6 hours each Sunday, we're going to supervise your healing. And I know we can do this if we come together in the true fashion of the healing center, which I don't see in operation today. So this will be a wonderful, wonderful first time for us. Although I've been doing this out of another school for about 15 years already. So my framework is already set and I know this works. It's going to be very new to you though. And again, you can go on the website straighttalk.cc and catch lots more information. For those of you who are Facebooking me with little tidbits of information about what's wrong with the site, please continue to do that. I love to hear it. Just be patient. This is a tremendous amount of work to get a radio show going in 8 weeks and to build out a website, etc. You have no idea. Okay, tidbit number one. If you are trying to lose weight, just do 3 things. This is good for about 10 pounds a month. Start your morning instead of the solid foods. Start it with your favorite low glycemic liquid meal. I'm going to suggest 3 to 4 tablespoons of lean body whey with 1 tablespoon of greens mix. Add to that 1 to 2 raw eggs. Blend it and sweeten it with honey or ripe berries. Blend and drink. That's your liquid meal. You've skipped the garbage carbs for breakfast. You're going to feel good about yourself on the way to work. Then at about 10, 10:30, you're going to get into a bad mood and you're going to hate me for suggesting this. And that's when I want you to step up to the plate. Between 10:30 and your lunch, I want you to dig your heels in until you can get to real food. And that's when I want tons of raw fat foods combined with animal protein until you feel stuffed. But you're stuffing yourself now, not on carbs, and you skipped basically the carbs for breakfast. So you're off to a great glycemic start, and that's why you're going to burn fat, my friend. Then at lunch, chew, 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 and chew. Do not scarf it down. Try not to be the one that talks at the lunch meal. You know, you go out with your friends for lunch, you got to gab, you got to gossip and all the stuff, and you're slurching your food down. You just stuff it down and you forget to chew. You don't know what this does. Okay? Be the one in the group that keeps their mouth closed. Let everybody else get indigestion. You chew your animal protein until it turns liquid in your mouth, and then you swallow it. Then in the afternoon, after you've digested your lunch, I want you to take a high dose of your favorite fat-burning herb. And we've got lots of them out there in the world, and everybody makes the claim that you'll burn fat much faster. I got to tell you, I don't know about it. But I can tell you that if you're already burning fat and you take these adaptogenic herbs, like our fat stat, for instance, say about 8 capsules in the afternoon, about 3 o'clock, that I know will work. I haven't seen anything work with people that claim they just did absolutely nothing. They ate the worst garbage all week long, and lo and behold, miraculously, after a month of their mango food or whatever it was, the weight came off. I don't trust that yet. Correct me if I'm wrong. Blurb me and let me know what your experience is with that, but I haven't seen it. But if you are working in all the fundamentals in the direction of weight loss, and then you bring these herbs in, that's what I see work. So after you have that lunch that you chewed and chewed, at 3, 4 in the afternoon, bring in about 8 fat stat. And then you cruise into dinner and have yourself what I'm going to call a power salad. Now I'm going to explain the power salad later. It's not a normal salad. It's not just rabbit food. It's something that'll stick to your ribs, and yet it's going to be really light because that's what you need at night, right? Because at night, your glandular system is not ready to digest. It's ready to store your food as fat. So you want to go real light, and yet you don't want to be hypoglycemic, craving that donut for 10 p.m., all right? So those are my 3 suggestions, unless your glandular system is shot, unless your endocrine system is just collapsed, and that's a whole other show we could do on weight loss. Unless it's just kaput, you'll drop 10 pounds in a month. Tidbit number 2, take a ripe avocado. And I want you to know the difference between a ripe, digestible avocado and a rancid one, or one that's not ripe. And this is going to be a common theme with me on food. I will make the strong, justifiable claim that the reason people have trouble with their digestion, with their weight, with nourishment, with cachexia, with IBS, is because although they eat good foods on paper, like an avocado, the avocado is not up to snuff. Yes, exactly. The topsoil is dwindling. We're producing garbage. And even if it's a good food on paper in your body, it's not the avocado you read about in the textbooks. So you really, really, like a good chef in a great restaurant, you've got to start to get smart like grandma was. Those stories about the old ladies at the vegetable market fighting with each other over the best fruit that one could buy, you bet. It's an intelligence we've lost. I see this all the time. How Whole Foods, and yes, I'm going to go on record saying that the fruit at Whole Foods stinks. It absolutely stinks. Shame on that company for the garbage they put out. I want to applaud that company for the fact that they've spread the word organic food nationally and at some point internationally, but their vegetables and fruits, especially their fruits, are never ripe. And you go into that store and you pay top dollar for their fruit and you walk out thinking you did well for yourself and the fruit's got nothing in it. You see, it's not just organic, it's the fertility of the soil. And the Organic Food Acts across the United States do not guarantee us fertile soil. They guarantee us food that is grown without pesticide and without chemical fertilizer. That's it. And the Organic Food Act in each state is very different. They vary state to state. So you got to learn the difference between a ripe avocado and a rancid one and one that's not ripe. So here's the plan. You go to your local farmer's market, which I think is the only place I find that you can get a truly ripe avocado. You talk to the people at the farmer's market. That's called market gossip. That means you ask somebody where the best Haas avocado, H-A-A-S, that money has to buy. You go to that stand, you bite into that avocado, and when the avocado tastes like fresh, creamy butter, when it just sails up, and please make sure you haven't had a garbage breakfast that day. I want you to do this with a clean palate, or the whole experiment is useless. You get up that morning and you eat right, or you don't eat at all. And when you bite into that Haas avocado, the best in that market, and it just dissolves in your mouth, buttery and creamy and rich. And you guys that grow them in your yards, you know what I'm talking about, that they don't know. You bite into that avocado, and that avocado tastes like heaven. That's the avocado I'm going to talk to you about in a moment. Now, if you want rancid avocado, get that at any one of Los Angeles' fast food chains that offers guacamole. It is almost always rancid garbage, and that's rancid fat. And you've got to get that down, the difference between a fresh, creamy, buttery, grandma's garden fat and the rancid garbage that normally you are eating in restaurants and that you're buying in many of your health food stores. Now, said a mouthful, didn't I? You take this ripe avocado, and then you take raw macadamia nuts, raw cherry tomatoes, some olive oil, and you blend that into a chomper, a Cuisinart, a food processor. Then you take this rich, creamy dressing that you've just created, and you baste it generously on good romaine lettuce. And that's the beginning, my friends, of a power salad. I got to take a break. I'm sorry. Quick break, please. I'll come back and we'll keep going. Hi, my friends. This is Dr. Medici. Write this number down right now. 1-888-777-0711. That's 1-888-777-0711. That's my toll-free, super easy-to-remember phone number that allows you to get on the show with me live to get your health questions answered. That's 1-888-777-0711. I want to hear about your health concerns, your symptoms, your aches and pains, your questions about surgery, anything under the name of health that concerns you concerns me, and I'll get it handled. And if it's inappropriate for the show or we need more time, I'll finish it after the show. That's 1-888-777-0711. And if you're shy and this isn't the kind of thing you do, do it anyway. I promise I'll make it easy. That's 1-888-777-0711. Hope to hear from you. Bye-bye. Okay, we are back. Tidbit number three. Nuts. Where we're all going, nuts. A blood types will love raw peanut butter. We don't understand why. I can tell you this is true. If you're an A blood type, you're clapping right now. I have no doubt. A bloods love raw peanut butter. Eat it. It's good for you. Not the roasted garbage, raw peanut butter. You know, the peanut's a problem as a raw nut butter, but I know Rossum in Venice, Google that up on Rose and 7th. Rossum's got a whole procedure where they're making a fantastic raw peanut butter. And there are others to follow that. Traditionally, you could get organic peanut butter, but it was all with roasted garbage peanut. But we've now got raw nut peanut butter. If you're an A blood, eat it as much as you want. O bloods will love walnuts. Again, we don't know why, but O bloods love walnuts, and there are theories to explain that that are not necessarily credible, but I can tell you clinically, if you're an O blood, get on the walnut. You'll love it. All nuts must be cracked fresh out of the shell. No one does that. Nobody. I'd say one out of 500 people do that. It makes all the difference. And this is my point, guys. Like the avocado, you got to take that nut and you've got to make sure that nut is beyond organic. You got to make sure that nut just sizzles in your mouth or it doesn't work. You're going to choose the donut if the health food doesn't taste exquisite. And this is where we're missing. I have no doubt this is the case. You see, years ago, it wasn't like that. We had real food. We don't have real food anymore. So even though we want to get healthy, the concentration of flavor is on the side of the toxic junk food. See, that's the trick. That's what us food chemists try to do. We seduce your natural instinct into eating high concentrations of stimulants. Now, we don't have the stimulatory crescendo with health food anymore. In other words, it doesn't do anything because it's flat. And that's why you've got to work more intelligently and a little harder to get health food into your body that has real taste. You see, somewhere along the way in the last 30 years in the health food movement, healthy food is synonymous with tasteless food. And I agree. 9 out of 10 of these health food places, their food stinks. I don't like the way it tastes. It's not better than a New York slice of pizza. And that's the darn truth. Okay? But it shouldn't be that way. You see, if you really get a mastery of food, you're going to understand how to find food, and you won't want the garbage. All nuts law must be cracked fresh out of the shell. Take your kids, one or two of them, and assign them to Nut to Tail. You see, they have to help make the dinner. That's community. That's what we're missing. If you don't have children, buy a high-end nutcracker. I've got this nutcracker that I have, expensive piece of $200 equipment. It's got all these gears, like the transmissions in a car, and you can easily turn the handle, and lo and behold, through all the torques in the nutcracker, you could crush a brick in this thing, let alone a nut. Absolutely fantastic, easy to do. You don't think of it as work. You think of it as prayer before you celebrate in your temple. Nuts are also to be soaked, so the enzymes that prevent their digestion are deactivated, and then you can dry them sometimes in a dehydrator. Not all nuts, some nuts. Almonds and pecans. The almond. After you soak the almond, this is tidbit number four. After you soak the almond until the skin just slides off, mix it with coconut water and add to that coconut water all the fresh, creamy white meat of the Thai coconut. Blend the almond, the water, the coconut meat, and the honey together. The nuts are creamy fresh and the coconuts are creamy fresh. The honey, remember, is unheated, cloudy, just absolutely pure. I think Dr. Marshall mentioned something about honey on the previous show. That kind of honey from way up there where some guy extracts it from some beehive in the pristine wilderness where the bees are fed nothing but pollen from wild flowers, not sucrose from the beekeeper. Do you know that beekeepers will feed their bees sucrose instead of having the bee go out and gather the nectar? That's a little thing that they cheat. And, of course, the bee then is a weaker bee. And then the bee, of course, is more susceptible to infection. And so then to prevent infection, et cetera, we spray the hive with arsenic. Very common practice. So you got to watch it with the honey. But honey's a famous health food. You've got the fanatics on the back of these bee people. I think there's lots of good honey out there. So you take this honey, the coconut water, the coconut cream, the almond nut cream, and maybe a raw egg yolk or two, and you've got a blissful breakfast. Forget the donut, man. Then later on, you take the white from the egg. Remember, I said yolk, not the white of the egg in the blender, just the yolk. The white of the egg, you boil it in water. And then you just extract it with that kind of big spoon that's got the holes in it. So you pick out all that nice white egg white, and you throw that in a wooden bowl, add lots of pink salt, and you've got more to eat. Everything you will digest perfectly. Tidbit number five, salt. Talk about salt for a minute. Want you to take 3 grains of Himalayan rock salt. That's not sea salt. This is Himalayan rock salt. This is salt from the salt caves. You know, in the Discovery Channel, right? The animals, every year they take these long hikes and all the animals are friendly. You know, the elephants and the lions and the monkeys, they all go into the same cave and they lick the salt off the cave. That's Himalayan rock salt, not sea salt. Salt from the salt caves. Now you take this rock salt and you pull out 3 large chunks. Okay, so this rock salt is not sold as ground up salt, right? Like out of a salt shaker. This is rock salt. It's in 3 chunks. You buy a big container of it and you take out 3 chunks, large grains. They're about the size of, say, 1/3 the size of a kernel of corn. That's pretty darn good. A kernel of corn. About 1/3 the size of a kernel of corn. And you take these 3 grains and you dissolve them on your tongue at night with 1/4 cup of warm water. 20% of you will call me and say, thank you, Medici, because I had the best sleep of my life. Okay? It's not a cure-all. There are no cure-alls. It's always Sherlock Holmes. But 1 out of 4 people, 1 out of 5 people will have the best sleep of their life. So if you're not sleeping, little tidbit about salt. Next, salads. Raw salads will bloat you. We've got to get this straight on the salad, okay? The raw salad will bloat you. If it doesn't, don't listen. But many of you are bloating to the raw salad. Raw salad, because of the fiber, will irritate certain types of bowel linings. Raw salads do not mix well also with animal protein. You know, that chicken Caesar, that steak Caesar, don't do it, okay? If you're going to do a raw salad, they mix much better with vegetable fats like fresh ground olives, nuts, seeds, even fruits, but not meat. Stay off the meat and salad lunch. It's a real, real attractive choice on the menu. It doesn't work. It's an afternoon of bloating, which means you're not digesting it, and you're making acids, and you're going to feel like junk by 4 or 5 o'clock. If you're doing vegetables and you fit this description, cook your vegetables soft for better warming, soothing digestion. Or put the vegetables in soups. Now, if you digest a raw salad because your intestinal villi are not grossly inflamed from years of eating garbage, then a raw salad's great for you. If you can do it, then do it. But you've got to chew, 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 and chew. Big mistake we make, we don't chew. Now, tidbit 7, let's get to the power salad. Really simple. In the evening, which is when you should eat your salad, especially if you're into the weight loss thing or not. Nighttime is not the right time for the big meal. That's not news to any of us. But what do you eat then? Well, if you just suffer with the little oil and vinegar salad, and you know, I ask people, what's in your salad all the time? I don't know what it is, but every time I ask a person, what's in your salad, they make a face. They really hate to think about it. It's unbelievable. If you ask somebody, you know, what's in your milkshake or something, they smile. You ask somebody what's in your salad, they give me this stupid face and they frown. And I know why it is, because they don't like eating it. And when I listen to what they put in it, I know why they don't like eating it. It's just garbage. You take a little oil and a little vinegar and you add some vegetables to it, and that you call a salad. My friends, that is not a salad, okay? This is a salad. You see, you take the avocado macadamia nut dressing I just described, or the cashew tomato olive oil dressing I just described, or the egg, okay, mixed with a little bit of crushed garlic and spice, and you baste, meaning you paste it on to the green romaine lettuce. You see, you take the dressing to the lettuce. You see, now you don't have that olive oil light vinegar stuff. You've got something that'll stick to your ribs. You see, then you add avocado, or your nut, or your seed, or your berry, or your raw cheese, or your egg yolk, or your thick, creamy yogurt dressing, which we'll talk about later, or you add ripe purple grapes and some apple, and that sticks to your ribs. That becomes a meal. That becomes something that you enjoy. That becomes something you celebrate. You don't need to push the salad off to the side and then have steak and your baked potato. You can just eat your salad at dinner, but enjoy it. And then, courtesy of the divine, you can add a great big glass of organic Italian red wine, which is a redundancy because the Italians don't use spray on their grapes. They've got the thing about that. So you can get really good Italian red wine and add that to your salad if that's your thing. Concept is, at dinner, that's when you slow down the food intake. You stuff your face hard at lunch, but not with high glycemic foods. You'll power into the evening. You'll sleep better. It is by far the way to go. Tidbit 8, cheese. Gotta use cheese. Cheese is a gift, because a little bit goes a long way. You don't need to eat a lot of cheese. You need to eat a lot of bread. You need to eat a lot of corn chips. You need to eat a lot of ice cream. But you don't need to eat a lot of cheese, especially if it's aged at least 6 months, better a year, better if it's organic. If it's not organic, right, you're going to pick up too much xenoestrogen. That's show number 2. Listen to it again, okay, for the problems with toxic estrogen. Now, aged cheese, think about this, goes with everything. Fruit goes with fruit. It's great as a garnish to salad. Cheese and nuts, that's as old as anything. Or cheese on healthy crackers like the flax crackers, spelt, Ezekiel tidbits, cheese and mustard. Cheese, mustard, apple, and grapes. And there's tons of gourmet, clean, aged cheese places out there. Tons. Cheese is a gourmand food, so it's sold everywhere, and it's imported from France. And the French know cheese, raw cheese, aged cheese. And don't be one of those people who constantly say, I can't find anything. I want to discuss that too. It's not in my neighborhood. I don't see it in Ralph's. They don't have it in my state. It's against the law. All right. This is like something of the past, guys. All right. Now, I know a lot of you are not computer savvy. Please, as soon as you can, get to know Google. You can get anything, anything. I have people living in the deserts of Nevada, in the deserts of New Mexico, eating as well as the health food fanatics of Los Angeles. If you just get on Google, you can find references to anything you want in the world. Okay, that's the good side of this mess. Okay? All right, Google, it'll connect you to the underground. Number nine, number one cause of indigestion, gas, bloating, pressure, fullness, burning, spasms, pain when you're eating is you forget to chew your food. I know I said this already. I'm going to say it again because this week you're going to forget to do it because it's simple and it's free. You want the expensive solution, the one you pay for, the one that's complicated. That's human nature. When it's simple and profound, we overlook it. I promise you, this is what's in your way. Chew your food. Keep your mouth closed. Let everyone else get the indigestion. You sit there and simply chew. Little things are big things. Number 10, don't be surprised if your juicing regimen blows up in your face. Don't be surprised if your juicer blows up in your face. Which brings me to Jack LaLanne, who I'm going to talk about very reverently later. But I got to tell you, that juicer is no good. That juicer just explodes. I've seen that thing catch fire in front of my eyes twice over 10 years. Okay? Now, you got to keep in mind, juicing, however much the Americans love it, is not something they really do in Europe, and it is definitely not known in more sophisticated cultures like India and China. Vedic medicine and Chinese medicine, they don't respect juicing, and there's some really good reasons for that. Juice shocks the nervous system as it demands the assimilation of too much too fast. You can't hit your body like that fast. You know, we see that problem with herbs a lot also. And if the juice is too cool, it only adds to the possibility of trouble. So if you do juice, because it works for you, because this is not about dogma, right? Everyone's different. So anything I say can be wrong for some people. That's the beauty of it. You have to feel your experience. You have to feel your body, and that's why you don't heal. But if you do juice, my advice, 80% celery and 20% whatever you want. Celery is gentle, lots of potassium, highly alkalizing, easy to assimilate. Do it slightly cool, especially in the summer, but not cold. And if you add fruit to celery, make sure the fruit is ripe. So if you add a little bit of that grape, make sure it's ripe. If you add the apple, make sure it's ripe. Heartburn begins with poor quality food. Forget that it's toxic. Forget that it's not organic. Forget all that. Just get high quality food. You see, it's called ripe. You see, this is my complaint with Whole Foods that I'll put in the public. All right? It's organic, yes. All right? It fits that standard. But it's never ripe. What good is it then? All right. Now, where are we going to go? I'm going to have to get selective. I wanted to do 20 of these. An hour is not enough. It's cherry season. Let's talk about the cherry. One thing you might not know, cherries have an extremely low glycemic index. That means the fiber in a cherry is indigestible. It breaks down slower than a kidney bean. Okay? They have a very powerful fruit fiber. So, what does that mean? Only eat ripe organic cherries. Okay? Now, I own a cherry pitter. So, I take the raw cherries, dump them in the pitter, click it down, and pit them. Then I make cherry juice. If you're into cherry juice, and you should be into cherry juice, do not mix it with other fruits. If you like cherries, don't mix them with other fruits. Real bad. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Cherries are precocious, meaning very special, but they're very sensitive, and you have to eat them alone. Because, you know, cherry juice is medicine. Please note, Healthline sells cherry juice. Do something, I think, that even tastes better. Get a ripe organic cherry. Make your own cherry juice. It is one of the most powerful alkalizers. It does a tremendous job of breaking up uric acid, and more importantly, lactose. lactic acid granulations in your muscles and joints. You may not be accumulating uric acid, but I promise you, you are feeling bad because you are always accumulating lactic acid. And if you don't move it out, it granulates into the muscles and the joints, and it granulates into your organs. So your whole body goes internally acidic. Okay? You mix a quarter cup of that fresh cherry juice. Maybe you spruce it with Dr. Marshall's cherry juice. And then you add an ounce of aloe arborescence. And then you add a half a teaspoon of Carl Legend. And you dissolve that all in there. And you've got a tremendous alkalizing, degranulating power. All right? Again, make sure the cherries are ripe. Tangy, sweet, okay? Or you're going to get gas and heartburn. If you're going to ingest your meat raw, and I hope you're thinking about it, master the art of tartare, like the French, or carpaccio, like the Italians. Get to know bison. Raw bison is definitely the easiest meat to work with raw. Get Sally Fallon's book, Sally Fallon, F-A-L-L-O-N, Nourishing Traditions. She's a member of the what? Weston Price Institute. And in the book, she's got this very, very, very tons of recipes featuring raw meat and bison. Go to Google, Google up the Raw Garage, otherwise known as Rawsome, located in Venice on Rose and 7th. They're open Wednesdays and Saturdays. Get their raw bison. And also, they've got these gourmands that are going to take the bison and sell it as bison burgers, raw bison burgers, coated in a very thick lettuce, spiced exquisitely. Eat the bison burger. When you're getting into raw fish or raw meat, go to the gourmet. Start with the gourmet people that know how to make it taste great. That's where you start. Don't say, okay, raw meat, then go out and buy some piece of junk meat. Throw it down on your chopping block because you don't want to spend top dollar because this is an experiment, and then just look at it like this big bloody piece of meat, get nauseous, go throw up and say, this is ridiculous. That's how a lot of people do this. You're doing it wrong. Don't do it that way. Go to a fine Italian restaurant. Go to a high-end sushi place. Go to the Raw Garage and eat what seasoned, trained, gourmet chefs with much experience put out as raw meat or raw fish. That's where you start. Then take it to the cookbook and then play with it with yourself with high quality meat or fish. That's the key, okay? All right. Now, fish. I want to get to fish. Go to the local fish stores or to the docks. That's right. You can go to the dock. If you're listening and you live in Boston, New York, Seattle, San Francisco, go to the dock. Go to Chinatown in San Francisco. Go to Chinatown in Los Angeles. Go to Chinatown in New York City, if that's where you live. Florida is filled with the best fish. Be careful of fish in the Gulf. If you've heard that that is just not dangerous because that's what the media says, do not believe that. I have patients living down there. They walk in with tears in their eyes. The Gulf is gone. Eat nothing that comes from the Gulf. All right? We are being scammed by that scam. Go to the local fish stores. Again, not to Whole Foods. Their fish is garbage. Follow the older Japanese women. They know where the fresh, inexpensive fish is sold. In Santa Monica, we have Rawsome. In Santa Monica, we have the Santa Monica Seafood Company. We've got the farmer's market on Wednesday. Lots of people sell raw fish, the best wild salmon down from Alaska when it's in season at the farmer's markets, not just Santa Monica, all the farmer's markets. Buy halibut and tuna. Cut it into thin slices and let it soak into equal parts. Let it soak in equal parts of lemon and lime juice for 30 to 60 minutes. So there's a quick and easy one, halibut. Halibut's a nice white fish. It's a low-oil fish. It's not going to have metals. Bugs, parasites don't like its flesh. Go buy a chunk of halibut. Cut it into nice slices. Let it soak in equal parts of lemon and lime juice for 30 to 60 minutes. You just made ceviche. Ceviche. That's Spanish. That's South American. That's Central American. Ceviches are fantastic, but that's raw food. That's raw, healthy food. Add salt, chopped tomatoes, onions, your salsa, and eat 8 to 16 ounces of it. That's right. I said 8 to 16 ounces of it. Stuff your face with it. Your homemade ceviche. Just ceviche, nothing else. In 30 to 60 minutes, I promise you, there will be barely any trace of it in your stomach. And that is how you know you scored. That is exactly how you know you scored big. When you put it in your belly and it's gone fast. Now compare that to a well-done steak with a salad or free-range chicken with potatoes or the Sunday omelet you're going to have tomorrow. And that's my point. Okay? Raw food, correctly prepared, is safe, unbelievably healthy, and it will take you off your deathbed if that's where you are. And it will make you healthy. It will slow down your aging process. But you have to know how to master it. You've got to know how to finesse it. Now, we've got about 11 calls here. I'm not going to get to all of them. Once again, I haven't taken a break yet. It is 10:35, and as usual, I am behind. So let's take a brief break. We'll get back, and then I'm going to figure out what to do. All right, come on. Hi, my friends. This is Dr. Medici. Write this number down right now. 1-888-777-0711. That's 1-888-777-0711. That's my toll-free, super easy-to-remember phone number that allows you to get on the show with me live to get your health questions answered. That's 1-888-777-0711. I want to hear about your health concerns, your symptoms, your aches and pains, your questions about surgery, anything under the name of health that concerns you concerns me, and I'll get it handled. And if it's inappropriate for the show or we need more time, I'll finish it after the show. That's 1-888-777-0711. And if you're shy and this isn't the kind of thing you do, do it anyway. I promise I'll make it easy. That's 1-888-777-0711. Hope to hear from you. Bye-bye. Okay. I'm going to do one more tidbit. That'll make 15. I had 20. That's not bad. Then we'll go to the phones. Eggs. You get them from a small farm. And you can get them. Eggs are easy to get. The eggs should be fertile. And then you eat them poached, although I would suggest raw. So let's talk about the raw egg. Before we talk about the hens, the chicken egg, wild quail egg. They're tinier. Wild quail egg bought at many farmers markets. Make sure the egg is consumed at room temperature. It tastes better then. It's just, if it's cold, it doesn't taste like anything. At 70 to 80 degrees, the raw quail egg has taste. It's a delicacy in Japan. The yolk of any egg is great in salads. Just the yolk, though. It's great in homemade ice cream. It's necessary in homemade ice cream. All these shakes we talk about, always welcome to a raw egg yolk. When you make salads, you use the raw yolk as part of the dressing. And then the white of the egg, you just poach it. Make it solid and then add that to the salad. So you get the whole egg, but you don't lube the egg too much. In other words, you don't make the egg too liquidy by adding the white part. So you leave that out, okay? Okay. Again, all the nutrition in the egg is in the yolk. You've got sulfur for the joints, for everything. Sulfur is a major mineral. It's not a trace mineral. The problem with sulfur is it's very scarce. It's scarce in the diet. That's why that MSM stuff, the colostrum, the rest of these things do so well in people because they don't get their sulfur. Because if you really study food, there's not enough sulfur in the food. Okay, you've got to have very rich food to get enough sulfur in. The yolk, a great source of B vitamins, especially B12. It astounds me how many people sit there smiling, saying, yeah, I just eat the white. I don't eat that terrible yolk. The yolk is the egg. Throw out the white. Eat the yolk. Cholesterol, we're going to bury that myth eventually. Okay. And then, of course, there's the raw egg and salmonella. I submit one thing. Read the case histories of people who get salmonella. It's always from cooked eggs. So why are we yakking about raw eggs? Cooked eggs from garbage sources. If you eat your food from garbage sources, I don't care what you do. You can irradiate it. You will not beat the infections. Okay? I have yet to hear in 15 years one case of salmonella poisoning from anyone eating raw eggs from organic, natural-fed, free-range, fertile, fertile, accountable sources. Lily's Eggs. Google that one up. Lily's Eggs, which you can get at the Raw Garage and the farmers markets. One example of many places. Your neighbors have chicken coops. Buy the eggs from them. I guarantee you, you're not going to get hurt from that. Just read the studies. You'll see why I've concluded this. Right. I have people eating raw eggs all over the United States, and in 15 years, I have not had one problem with anybody. All right. I think I'm going to go to the phones. It's 10:40. There's never enough time. We've got Antoinette. Husband's PSA went to 6, and they want a biopsy. He also has leukemia. What to put him on to bring down the PSA? He's 87. His D3 went up to 160. That's a nice, easy one, isn't it? We're going to take that after the show. Antoinette, if you're listening, I'll be on with you about 15 minutes, okay? So you got to wait till after the show. Pam, Corona Del Mar, interstitial cystitis, chronic fatigue. He's been seeing a QRA practitioner and working the scars. Wants to get my advice. We'll take that one later, too. All right? If you're seeing a QRA practitioner, all right, I'm going to need about 15 minutes. Okay. Wants to get the recipe. Lonnie, 79, wants to get the recipe for the power salad. Bought digestive enzymes. HCL and activator. Wants to know the right amount to take. Okay. And then we've got on bike accident. L wears a brace. Nighttime spasms, legs during the cramps. You know what? I'm going to take these after the show, and I'm going to finish my show. All right. These are not really what I want the public to be listening to me discuss. So let's get to another 16, another myth I want to bust, the metals in raw fish, okay? People don't do raw fish because of the metals. I have this dialogue with John Q. Public all the time, you know? I ask them, do you eat red meat? And they say, no, I don't want heart disease, so I don't eat red meat. And then they remind me about the China study. We'll do another show sometime on the China study and the joke that that study was, okay? Then I get around to the fish, and I say, do you eat fish? And they say, oh, yes, I eat fish 2 to 3 times a week. And then I ask them, would you be interested in possibly eating raw fish? And they get stiff, and they tell me they're certain that they cannot eat raw fish because of the heavy metal problem, okay? Then I ask them how cooking the fish removes heavy metals. In other words, I say, how does cooking the fish remove the heavy metals? You'll eat the fish cooked with heavy metals, but if it's raw, you won't eat it with heavy metals. And so you're concluding then that once you cook the fish, it'll remove the heavy metals. And just from my face, they know that they're wrong, and they get embarrassed, and then they can see the point. Cooking the fish does not remove anything, okay? It doesn't. Even if you want to kill the parasites in the fish, you've got to cook it, and it still doesn't work because the cyst can take very often temperatures up to about 800 Fahrenheit. So I don't understand what this thing about cooking the fish is. It certainly doesn't remove the metals. And very often, or mostly, it's not going to kill too many bugs. It just makes the food indigestible. And when the food is indigestible, your stomach and your intestinal lining bloats, and then it can sail anything through the lining, because your digestive tube is so inflamed. You could sail a boat through an intestinal villi if it gets inflamed enough. And that's exactly what gets you sick. You see, so this is a catch-22 for people that think this. Cook the food to death so it'll be indigestible and then inflame my gut so what is bad in it will easily get into my blood. Okay? Now, if the metal gets into the blood, even if the metal does get into the blood, understand this. The liver will conjugate it and send it to the gallbladder. So if you've got good biliary function, and that's show number one, then the metal will just leave your body. Okay? On top of which, two herbs, coriander, which is cilantro or parsley, coriander and chlorella, if you eat them regularly, will bind the metals and then drag them out of circulation. And if your meridians are open, and that's another show, the metals inside your brain, even if you have metal in your brain, and you what? You've got a gallbladder that works. Your meridians are open. Your cell will throw the metal right out of the cell. Your brain and your body will throw the metal right out of the cell, even brain cells. And then the metal will drift down into the circulation and then circulate out of your body. And so, you know, you see culturally, all right, the Japanese, for instance, who eat a lot of fish, also do what? They eat a ton of chlorella and algae. See, cultures that really focus on food, unlike ours, have always known how to eat foods in combination to guarantee the health of the food. You see? Now, when you have sashimi, all right, those fresh, creamy oils that will guarantee you a life free from heart disease, all right, you have to eat it raw because, yes, you start to degrade the oil. Now, not completely. Cooked fish still has viable oil in it, but there's nothing like raw fish for oil to beat heart disease. All those important omegas, etc., it's all in fish. But you won't do it. You won't eat it raw because of the parasites. So let me go after that notion, the parasites, you see. Parasites do not like the meat of the fish. The flesh of the fish is not where you find the parasite. They live in the organs, and they live in the digestive tube of the fish. Don't eat the guts of the fish. Never do that. Animals don't. When animals kill, very often, you ever watch a cat eat a mouse? The first thing it does is it dissects open the mouse. That is if you have a smart cat. My cat did that all the time. Would kill the mouse or the rat, and then you'd see the guts separated from the animal. Nature knows. Stay out of the gastrointestinal tract. That aside, the meat does not go into the fish. Talk to the parasitologists. Outside of salmon, tuna rarely has parasitic infection in the meat. Halibut, rarely parasitic infection in the meat. And even if it is in the meat of the fish, if you catch the fish and then you freeze it for 2 days, there's nothing left in the fish that's alive as far as these bugs, okay? Because if you expand the water in the fish, which is what happens when you freeze it, you lyse the cell. You lyse the cell of the animal. So the real cure for the parasitic concern in fish is to freeze the fish. And guess what? That's what you call sushi grade. So the Japanese are already doing this. They understand this much better than we do. You see, we think that heating the fish will kill it. Well, not the cyst. They understand heat. They don't understand frozen. So if you freeze the fish after it's caught and it's unthawed out 2 days later, you still have fantastic fish. That is what you're getting already in these very high-end sushi places where the greatest food critics rave about the taste of the fish. They're still eating frozen fish, okay? So it still tastes fantastic. And if there were any parasites, they'll be dead. Okay? And you're eating dead parasites all the time. So I want to uncover that one too. Infection lives in food. It's there. You see? Hopefully it's dead. So sashimi, cost benefit. The metals are a myth. Also a myth in that you're getting so much metal anyway in the air. You're getting it in the water. It's coming into your body. Cost benefit to sacrifice a basic foundational food with that kind of oil and complete protein that cultures depended on for years to stay strong for the myth of some parasite doesn't make any sense. Number 18, if you have to eat chicken, boil it. Do not high heat it at 350 to 400 to 800 degrees. If you eat chicken, boil it. Put it in chicken soup. Use it. When that chicken soup cools down to 90 degrees Fahrenheit, then add raw sour cream, raw kefir cheese. That's homemade raw kefir, totally drained of its liquid whey until you have the consistency of cheese, and then add that. Also add a raw egg into the chicken soup, the slightly cooked egg white. In other words, make a soup stew. Number 19. Again, I'm going to go after juicers, and I don't mean Jack LaLanne. I'll skip that. The juicer that I want you to take a look at is from a company called Celltech. Celltech. All right? Now, there's a woman named Butenko, B-O-U-T-N-K-O. And the concept with juicing, all right, unlike the Jack LaLanne juicer, unlike these bladed juices, these centrifugal juicers, is to have a juicer that's got enough power, like the Celltech juicer, to crush the entire vegetable, to crush it and grind up the fiber. So we're not separating out the fiber. We're grinding the fiber with low heat gears so that the fibrous cell wall of the plant dissolves. So we break the cell wall of the plant. This juice is infinitely more nutritious and digestible than the centrifugal juices like Champion and especially the higher cheap-bladed mussels. The Celltech sells for about $400, okay, but you'll have them forever. They last you 20 years. You want more on juicing? Go to the Gerson Foundation. Max Gerson, his cancer cure included 90, 120 ounces of green juice a day with tons of celery for all the reasons I discussed, and they put their money and efforts into researching the juicer. They support the Norwalk juicer. That's another press juicer. It's fantastic, the Norwalk. Okay, that may be cost prohibitive. I think they cost about $1,000. Okay, now, here's a big topic, number 20. All you people out there with Crohn's disease, okay, IBS, ulcerative colitis. I'd say every show thus far, I've had at least two people that live with this kind of pain. That means everything you eat, okay, gives you pain. It may make you bleed. It gives you diarrhea, okay? And you understand that the damage has to do with fiber. By the time you've got Crohn's or IBS or ulcerative colitis, the fiber in the raw vegetables, not normally an abrasive concern, is so abrasive to your intestinal tract, okay, that you can't eat raw salad. You can't do grains. You can't do breads. There's a cure for you. And it's an easy cure, and you're not being told it enough. And that cure is in copious, abundant, okay, almost counterintuitive amounts of raw fat. Because, you see, raw fat is the perfect anti-inflammatory in the gut lining. Now, you got to know how to do the raw fat. So I'll give you a case in point. The northern tribes. If you're Irish, if you're English, if you're Scottish, if you're Welsh, if you're German, if you're Scandinavian, and if your ancestry included much raw butter, raw cream, raw eggs, okay, potato, these are the foods that you're not eating. And particularly certain types of you from the northern tribes, and I'll get into that in a minute. If in fact, okay, your gut lining begins to inflame because of the junk foods you've been consumed over the years, or the cheap carbs, the cooked meats, you're very susceptible to having the inner bowel wall inflamed. Once it inflames, any food you eat gets through the intestinal tract into the blood, and you've got all these inflammatory immunogenic reactions. And this is what we call Crohn's or IBS or ulcerative colitis. Now, if you're extremely thin, that's what we call the Vata. And the Vata is inflamed very often through dryness in the intestinal tract. So if you're very thin and you've got this IBS Crohn's thing, the inside of your intestinal villi are inflamed to the point where you can't eat anything, so you don't. So what happens? You inflame more in the intestinal tract, and you get into this terrible, terrible cycle. But one solution for you is to study off the Price Institute. How to use raw fat in the diet in large amounts. And I promise you, after you clean your palate, if you do that, you'll start to consume very large doses because it will soothe your bowel. And then if you bring in enough animal protein in an assimilable way, you will start to put on weight. Once someone with advanced Crohn's, IBS, years of this type of inflammatory mayhem, begin to put on weight because of the way I just suggested they eat, they will heal completely. If you like that, contact me. Contact my office, 310-320-1132. I could spend the rest of my life with people who fit this description. And the solution is with food. Okay, you're missing the point if you're trying to do it with too many herbs. Guaranteed you. All right, we're going to wind it up. I'm going to wind it up with, again, a little note to you. If you're out there, if you've struggled, if your herbal programs have not worked, if you feel like you're sincere, like you're passionate about your health, but it's been 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, You need education. You may not be getting it across the doctor's desk. That's why I opened the Medici Institute for Advanced Nutrition. Get to my website, Straight Talk CC. I will close it out with 15 more people, and then that's it, and you wait until I have the time to do it again. But I'm giving you an opportunity, okay, to learn how to heal in community, and that is not what you're getting. You're alone with your doctor and the books you read and the radio shows you listen to. In my estimation, you cannot get the inside track. If that sounds like you, get to the website and leave me a note. All right, guys, that's it. You have a great day. Happy Father's Day. And for you callers on, I'll get to you now off the air. Okay, bye-bye.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. And the best part? You can call in live with your health questions every week. For those of you still holding for Dr. Medici, stay on hold. He'll continue to answer calls for as long as it takes. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. And remember, to contact his office for an appointment, call Rachel or Johanna at 310-320-1132. That's 310-320-1132. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.